Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said in a statement today that he knows the situation at the southern border is difficult and he's working around the clock to manage it. But new government data show that as of Sunday, there were more than 4,200 migrant children in custody, each spending an average of 117 hours in detention at the border. That goes way beyond the 72-hour legal limit. Lawyers who interviewed some of these children say they are being held in crowded tents while they wait to be transferred to shelters or sponsors. And they say the kids only get about 20 minutes every few days outside. They haven't showered in days. Let's bring in an attorney who's paying close attention. Efren Oliveras is Deputy Legal Director for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Immigrant Justice Project, and he's based in McAllen, Texas. Welcome back. Good to talk with you.
Good morning. My pleasure.
And I should say, you have not recently been to these overcrowded detention centers, but you have worked with unaccompanied children in the past. How do the conditions that I just described compare to what you've seen before?
Well, you know, it's a shame that we're going back to that situation with the new administration. Instead of fully reimagining our approach to our immigration system, in particular with respect to children, simply going back to the pre-Trump paradigm of detaining children is a seriously missed opportunity.
All right, well, let's get into some of why this is happening. Republican members of Congress were at the border yesterday blaming the surge on the new administration. Here's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in El Paso.
The sad part about all of this, it didn't have to happen. This crisis is created by the presidential policies of this new administration. There's no other way to claim it than a Biden border crisis.
So clearly, this is becoming politicized, but I need you to put this into some context for us. It's happened before, as you mentioned, 2019 and 2014. What's going on this time?
You know, there have been previous increases in the number of children arriving at our border. But this time, I think it's important to keep in mind that what's behind this is what the Trump administration was doing in terms of expelling children using COVID as an excuse. The Biden administration is no longer expelling unaccompanied minors. And that is part of the reason why now we have an increased number of children in the United States. The representatives who are now voicing their views about this quote-unquote crisis, I didn't hear them complaining about the way children were being treated in the last 4 years. So unfortunately, the politics often get in the way of a true respect for the human rights of immigrant children.
Under normal circumstances, these kids are supposed to be moving through Border Patrol custody and into shelters or to sponsors within 72 hours. We now know that it's taking 117 hours on average. So why can't the administration comply with that law?
One of the reasons is that the number of facilities available for that is less than it was prior because the Trump administration shut down some of those facilities. So now there are fewer places in which to process the children more quickly. But more importantly is that we're going back to this law enforcement-minded approach to processing immigrant children when this is not primarily a law enforcement issue. It's primarily a humanitarian issue. And if we're going to be true to our commitment to treating children, regardless of the color of their skin, regardless of the language they speak or where they were born, with the humanity that all children deserve, then we need to approach this situation completely different, not from a law enforcement mindset, but from a children welfare mindset involving child welfare experts, involving trauma-informed counselors, social workers. That's what needs to happen. That's where the resources need to be shifted towards that child-centered approach and not a law enforcement-centered approach.
Okay, I do hear you. On the other hand, the reality is this is a huge political challenge, as we've already discussed. It is a huge logistical challenge because there just aren't the places to put these children. And the pandemic, by the way, is making it even harder to do that now because of capacity issues. But if those things were not complicating matters, how would you solve this problem? What does the solution look like in a perfect world?
Well, again, taking the approach that is 100% focused on the well-being of the children. And there's laws in every state in the United States that center the best interest of the child when it comes to custody determinations, when it comes to what facility they should be at. The guiding principle is always the best interest of the child. If we apply that principle to this context, things would look very differently. And, On the one hand, I understand that there are logistical challenges, that there's fewer facilities and there's pressure on the administration. At the same time, a couple of weeks ago, we landed a rocket on Mars, or a rover on Mars. So to say that it's too difficult for the federal government to manage is disingenuous. I also am aware of the political difficulties, because the border and anti-immigrant issues are a lightning rod for the right wing in this country. So I understand the political difficulties, but from my perspective and the perspective of most immigrant advocates, it is to keep respecting the human rights of everyone arriving at the border, especially children.
Efren Olivares is Deputy Legal Director for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Immigrant Justice Project. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.